But her larger concern was whether she could manage the long hours in the White House and still see her family. She put it beautifully. I knew that whether this would work depended on two men. So first I asked my husband if he could step in and take on more of the responsibility for the kids. He said, "Of course, it's your turn." And then I told the vice president-elect that I really wanted to have dinner with my kids most nights. And his response was, "Well, you have a phone and I can call you when I need you after dinner time." Cynthia believes that the lesson of her story is, don't be afraid to ask, even if it seems like a long shot. Being offered a senior job, especially after being at home for so long, presented a great opportunity. Many women would have accepted it without even trying to carve out the time they needed for their families. Others would have turned it down, assuming that having dinner at home most nights was not negotiable. Being forthright led to opportunity. Every job will demand some sacrifice. The key is to avoid unnecessary sacrifice. This is especially hard since our work culture values complete dedication. We worry that even mentioning other priorities makes us less valuable employees. I have faced this too. As I described, once I had children, I changed my working hours to be home for dinner. But only fairly recently did I start talking about this change.